Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
The show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot to talk about. You know how last year we were talking about how the U.S. as a democracy might not last, how the average democracy, after about a few hundred years, it just falls apart? Well, apparently a think tank out of Europe has now added U.S. to their annual list of democracies that are backsliding. We're going to talk about that, but it's interesting who they blame. Also, there is a mass exodus of healthcare workers. They call it, I guess, the great, there's a term for it. Hold on a second, I want to give this to you. I guess it's not so great because even the internet doesn't even have it. Oh yeah, the Great Resignation. So we have the Great Recession, right? Figures back. Now we have the Great Resignation in healthcare. But it's prompting schools to graduate their students earlier just to get them out there into the healthcare field. All right? How do you guys feel about having less trained staff just so they could fill these spots? President Biden has had his physical exam. Overall, looks pretty damn good for a 79-year-old. However, there are some issues, and he is going to have to undergo more neurologic evaluation as he's getting stiff. We'll talk to you about what I think that could be going on. Black Friday's coming up. People always wonder, where did that Black Friday, why do they call it Black Friday? So we're going to tell you some interesting facts about Black Friday. Marijuana laced with fentanyl is on the rise. Now, a few years back, they had said, no, that's just a rumor. Nobody's lacing fentanyl or lacing marijuana with fentanyl. Well, apparently, as we had spoken about last week, drugs are spiked with fentanyl. Basically, we're being poisoned a lot more often than we think. But now we have health authorities in multiple cities going, look, guys, marijuana is getting laced, which means if your teenager smokes one doob, one roach, are they at risk of overdosing and dying? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yesterday, as I was cleaning out my fridge, and I'm a little overdue on that one, there was sadly a mass killing, and at least 5 people died, 40 people injured at a Waukesha Christmas parade. Now, it took a while for them to find the driver because the driver was in a red SUV, and people online were posting pictures of this man in, you know, with the big circle going, this is him, and then I guess people realized, wait a second, that's another picture from a previous time, and that was a fake picture. So I don't know why people were putting fake pictures up on the internet of the suspect. But the suspect was in custody for some time, Daryl Brooks Jr., 39 years old, but he's already out on bail, and the bail was only $1,000. Now, this isn't, you know, very stark contrast to in Las Vegas when Henry Ruggs, wide receiver for the Raiders, was speeding, reckless driving, DUI, kill somebody. He's still on house arrest. Yet you have somebody who plows their SUV into a crowd of people, killing multiple people. You have adults, grandmas, kids in the hospital right now fighting for their life. He's already out on bail. But interestingly, he already jumped bail in the past. Apparently, he has had multiple felonies and misdemeanors since his criminal history began in 1999. Allegedly, I'm not saying this is him. Everyone's innocent until proven guilty. But at about 7:15 p.m. local time, at about 4:30 That's when, during the annual Christmas parade in Waukesha, he just mowed down. He was speeding. He was speeding around the streets, mowed down 40 people, five of whom have already died. Now, the victims have not been identified, but we are aware that children are in the hospital. Now, on November 5th, Brooks was charged with felony bail jumping, recklessly endangering safety, battery, disorderly conduct, and resisting an officer. This occurred 3 days earlier on November 2nd. He was ordered not to have any contact with the female victim, and he actually was accused of felony bail jumping. The judge there set a $1,000 bond. He paid it on November 11th, and then his case was updated on November 19th to say he was released. So he wasn't technically released on the 19th. I believe he was released earlier. But then here he is in an SUV, driving around, and decides to mow over a parade. So, you know, how we approach crime has not been we've not perfected it yet. Because on one hand, people can, you know, reform. You know, people make mistakes. You know, it could be, you know, an irrational thought. It could be drugs, whatever. But when you have career criminals, what do? I mean, how do we protect our citizens? We have this kind of now push to let people out early, to, you know, not keep them incarcerated for so long. I still don't understand why people are on death row for 20, 30 years. That just doesn't make sense to me. If you're going to do it, you do it. If you're not going to do it, don't do it. But to keep them, yeah, you're going to die in 20 years. Yeah, you're going to die in 19 years. I don't know. That just doesn't make sense. But I keep hearing that we have these crimes committed by people that are multiple offenders. And then you have an innocent parade. I guess there were these grannies who were also performing, really, really cute group of ladies, just unsuspecting. And this SUV gets through the barriers, and it almost looks like it was deliberate. Well, you know, when you watch the footage, it's interesting. You see him speeding, and I don't know if it was premeditated where he wanted to mow down a parade. I'm thinking he was speeding to get away from something else that might have happened earlier, and the parade was in the way. So you see him drive and then veer to the side, but then he plows people as he goes. So this was somebody who was in a mad hurry that didn't want to wait for the parade, and he had jumped barriers that were already in place to protect those people. Now, this is probably one of the biggest casualties we've now seen in this year, post-COVID, and I mean, it's a Christmas parade. What the hell? So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Giving Tuesday is a day when people all around the world come together to support causes that are important to them. In celebration of the generosity found in the Meta community, the company will match up to $8 million in eligible donations made to fundraisers on November 30th on Facebook for nonprofits in the United States. Emily Dalton Smith is the Vice President of Social Impact.
Most donations on Facebook are under $25. Those small but mighty dollars add up. But it's important to remember that giving doesn't just mean money. We're testing Facebook neighborhoods in more than 130 new cities, which means that many more people have a simple way to build and strengthen their local community. The new giving exchange is another thing I'm thrilled about. By donating items for free to neighbors, not only is it a way to help one another, but it's also good for the environment.
What are some other ways people can give?
Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver, too.
Where can we go for more information?
fb.me/givingseason2021.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So President Biden got his full physical, from what we understand, last Friday. It also included a colonoscopy, during which time, those 90 minutes, Kamala Harris was president. And, of course, you know, they aren't going to make an announcement going, all right, guys, he's about to go under. Kamala Harris is about. They don't say anything until after it's done. Right? And so people don't, you know, have, oh my gosh, you know, oh no, we have a woman president. Because you know how people freak out about that kind of stuff. Which, you know, everything, we're still here, all right? We existed, right? Under a presidency of Kamala Harris. Not that I'm looking forward to a longer stint of her presidency, but he comes back, leaves the hospital, looks really strong, and I looked at what was written by his doctor, Dr. Kevin O'Connor. He's a doctor of osteopathy, fantastic credentials. He's a family medicine doctor. Seems like he's pretty well qualified, really good guy. They did not do a mental status exam, it doesn't appear, all right? So this is just a physical, his physical findings. And overall, for Biden, who just turned 79, it looks pretty good. But what nobody really was talking about in the news on Friday was that Biden does need to be evaluated for a neurological disorder. He has a stiffer gait. He has bilateral sensory peripheral neuropathy, meaning he's having some issues with his nerves and his feet, and he has a constant need to clear his throat. Now, even though I've seen those with Parkinson's, Dr. O'Connor said that doesn't necessarily mean he has Parkinson's. You know, according to his exam, no Parkinson's, no MS. So he is assembling a team, he says, that will now evaluate and look deeper into the president's movement disorder. Now, Parkinson's is a very, very common degenerative disease, and I'm not saying the president has it, but even though the initial findings said, no, he's good, nothing to see here, I would urge that that team that the doctor is assembling does do a very thorough exam, make sure also that he gets some scans to rule out atrophy, to rule out previous strokes, vascular dementia, all sorts of other things, because those could definitely be signs. But to review overall, Dr. O'Connor said he was vigorous and fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency, which kind of makes you wonder what the hell's happened this whole time. All right. But anyway, from a medical standpoint, it looks like he is pretty good. So the physical included consultation with specialty consultants from the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. There was optometry, otolaryngology, ENT, dentistry, orthopedics, physical therapy, neurology, cardiology, radiology, dermatology, anesthesiology, and gastroenterology. So they found overall his atrial fibrillation is stable. He is still going to be on anticoagulants. If we spoke about atrial fibrillation, many of us as we age, the electrical current in our heart is not as stable, where you don't have a ba-boom, ba-boom, that, or a discharge of the electricity that's pretty consistent. And so then the heart doesn't beat consistently. So in atrial fibrillation, it could be like a boop, ba-doop, boop, boop, boop. So then the heart kind of doesn't really get a good pump. And then you're at risk for stroke, which is why we put people on atrial fibrillation on anticoagulants. They said his atrial fibrillation, however, is stable. He also has stable hyperlipidemia controlled with a statin. So his cholesterol numbers, overall good. Total cholesterol was 100. Triglycerides, the fats in his blood, 108. Fantastic. High density lipoprotein, I would like above 45, even 60 if we can. His was 39. His LDL was very good at 46. Again, I credit the statin. His C-reactive protein and homocysteine levels were normal. These are signs of inflammation we use to kind of as some more mild cardiac markers in a way to see if you're more at risk for heart disease. So that all looks pretty good. He does need to clear his throat more often. So they did, I believe, NPL. They looked at his, they put in a scope, and I believe they kind of looked around, and they think that was just because he's had acid reflux. He has long-standing allergic rhinosinusitis. They said he's had nasal congestion for most of his life. He said he appears more stiff and less fluid in his movements. Morning stiffness consistent with arthritis. They said he did fracture his foot. That can contribute to his change in gaits, but specialists will be assembled to review his, quote, gait disturbance. Now, no tremors were noted. A lot of times with Parkinson's, you will see a tremor. There was moderate to severe spondylosis at multiple levels of his spine, suggesting he's got some severe arthritis. That could also make him stiff. They did do a neurological exam. They suggest no stroke, no multiple sclerosis, no Parkinson's, and no ascending lateral sclerosis. But they did find mild bilateral peripheral neuropathy. Now, we see peripheral neuropathy. That could either be pain or it could be numbness. Neuropathy is pathy or issues with the neuro nerves, bilateral meaning both legs. We see that with diabetes, but he doesn't have diabetes. His blood sugar was normal. So that's why they need to look and see if there's another reason for it. They already checked him for B12 deficiency. They checked him for thyroid deficiency. On his colonoscopy, he had these small diverticula, these little pockets, totally fine. Little baby 3-millimeter benign polyp removed during the colonoscopy. And then he had like some little actinic skin changes that a lot of older men do, so those got frozen off. So that was, I wonder how much they got out of insurance for that one, because that was a pretty expensive physical. The president is 5'11.5", weighs 184 pounds. His vitals were good. Overall labs looked good. But it is concerning that he has a stiffer gait, issues with swallowing after eating, and also the peripheral neuropathy. So he did have, with his heart exam, an EKG electrocardiogram. That's where we put the stickers on to read the electricity and look at the rhythm. And then if the rhythm is abnormal, you know, they said it was overall stable with a rate of 64. But again, he has persistence of atrial fibrillation, normal ventricular response, asymptomatic, meaning no dizziness. That's a good sign. Echocardiogram, looking at, it's an ultrasound of his heart. No signs of heart failure, strong ejection fraction of 55 to 60%, meaning we want to know when that heart pumps. It pumps a good amount of blood, because otherwise you get dizzy and weak and backflow and swelling. Let me see real quickly here what else. His otolaryngology had the flexible rhinopharyngoscopy. He had open sinuses, no tumors or polyps. Vocal cord appearance and function were normal, meaning they didn't see polyps there. So they think it could have been he has reflux. Oxygen level was good. Chest exam, lung exam was good. Has seasonal allergies. So here is where they are. He's a little concerned. And so the doctor had written, as it came to his gait, and I apologize, he said, as stated above, the president's gait seemed to be perceptibly stiffer and less fluid than it has been in the past. He does specifically acknowledge early morning stiffness that improves throughout the day, which, again, we all do. I mean, I get out of bed and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? You know, and you kind of have to stretch it out. And that happens because as the joint rests, fluid comes in, and the inflammatory fluid. And so then once you move, you can get that pain to go away. He has sustained a number of orthopedic and sports-related injuries over the year, is followed by physical therapists for ongoing wellness and fitness exercise program. And then 1 year ago, he fractured his right midfoot. They think that could contribute to his gait abnormality. But the differential diagnosis for a gait disturbance can include a variety of neurologic pathologies, which would be important to assess for. If they didn't put that, we would be crying, okay, BS, you're not doing your job. So like I said, he's doing his job. He said, for this reason, I assemble a team comprised of spine, foot, and ankle radiology, physical therapy, and movement disorder neurological specialist to carefully examine and assess the president, which means he's going to get an MRI, or he better get an MRI, and he needs to be assessed and evaluated for early Parkinson's. So does that mean he's not fit for duty? No. He's fit for duty from a physical standpoint. Yeah. I do worry with atrial fibrillation. Has he already had mini strokes? So I would be very, very interested to see that. If he has had mini strokes, you would possibly see more dementia or a more rapidly progressive dementia. So I think these are things that have to be looked at. Again, they did not seem to have like a mini mental status exam. They didn't look at his memory. They didn't look at his cognition, things like that. However, you know, somebody with Parkinson's, sadly, and again, I'm not saying he has Parkinson's, but these are things that need to be looked at. Not only do they have movement disorders, but they also have memory loss. They could have depression, anxiety, decreased ability to smell, difficulty swallowing, erectile dysfunction, pneumonia, fractures from falling, hallucinations, delusions, dementia. So Parkinson's, symptoms of it is a stiffness and rigidity, poor balance, tremor at rest. It's like a pill-rolling tremor. But then as soon as you use your hand, it doesn't. If you could stop it, slow movement, inability to move, shuffling steps. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, okay, you know, I don't walk with long strides to the degree I used to, because once you fall a couple times, and, you know, the president is going to be careful being on camera because he doesn't want to fall again. But after that fall that I saw, you know, going up the stairs, I really do believe, I want him ruled out for mini strokes and Parkinson's. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A fresh round of rallies against mandatory COVID vaccination has hit Australia, with hundreds of thousands protesting in dozens of cities. Aerial footage captured huge crowds. New rallies all across the country happened on Saturday as people demonstrated for more freedom in relation to coronavirus vaccination, organized by the Millions March Against Mandatory Vaccination group. Massive protests swept central Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra, and Perth, along with 30 other cities and towns in Australia. The United States will restrict travel from South Africa and seven other African countries on Monday in a bid to control the spread of the new COVID-19 variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci was one of the officials who met with Biden before the proclamation was released, the president told reporters in Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News. COVID-19 czar Dr. Anthony Fauci's credibility is down to an all-time low after he raised doubts about families gathering for Christmas. In the latest Rasmussen Reports survey, 54% of likely voters agreed that he has lost all credibility. Fauci says if you're vaccinated, get boosted.
As we're getting into the holiday season, you want to be fully protected in the sense of getting optimal. I mean, the vaccines themselves clearly are still highly effective, but you want to make sure the durability of that protection is longer, and that's the reason. And that's what the boost is all about. Bottom line, Dana, get boosted.
Mexican authorities have laid out a series of conditions for reviving the Remain in Mexico program, the Trump-era framework under which asylum seekers were returned to Mexico to await the processing of their claims, with the development coming in context of the Biden administration's plans to reinstate the policy following a court order. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have not gone Black Friday shopping. I'm going to be having surgery, all right, over Thanksgiving holiday. Hopefully be back on air the following week. We'll see. All right? If not, just be patient. And so I'm not going shopping. I maybe did some online shopping. I don't really like going to the stores. I am not a Black Friday fan. I just don't like crowds. I think people are mean. People are rude. And I don't know. I've just never really liked crowds. I mean, I love concerts and I love, you know, Disneyland and things like that. But I hate shopping. I hate shopping. It's not about the money spending. I just don't like it. I don't like the idea that I have to make a decision. I don't like to make decisions. I'm not very decisive. I'm like, well, maybe this, maybe not. You know, and then I feel like I'm going to regret my decision. And then you have to fit it in your, like, grocery shopping. I can't stand that, too. And then you have to fit it in a cart, and the cart doesn't work. And then you're worried that things are falling out of the cart. And then you worry you bought something defective. And then you think you're getting screwed over, you know, because you're buying something that shouldn't be at that price. And then you're like, well, I got to wrap it, and I have to. And then you go, okay, you know, let me just buy it and get the heck out of here because I have to pee. Now I really have to pee. Now, but there's a line, and there's a long line. So if you pee and you leave your shopping cart, somebody's going to take what you got in your shopping cart, and you're not allowed to take the shopping cart into the toilet. So I'm like, I'm going to hold it, hurry. And then you're in the shopping cart, and then you're not watching all the bings, and you hear the ding, 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 and the price is going up. You see other people with a coupon. You're like, how the hell did you get a coupon? There was a coupon? So now you're spending 20% more than somebody else. And then they give you a receipt. You already spent all this money, and now you got to go to the bathroom. You got to wrap it all. You got to put it in your car. It just, you know, I just hate it. I hate shopping. I do. I love giving gifts. I just hate shopping. So for me, I don't like Black Friday, and I never really go Black Friday. Now, Black Friday, though, why was it called Black Friday? So we believe that Black Friday wasn't always what we think it to be. So I wrote a little piece on this last year, and I published it on my Twitter and Facebook. The original Black Friday is believed to be September 24th, 1869. Now, it has nothing to do with Christmas shopping. Jay Gould and Jim Fisk were railroad executives and Wall Street cutthroats, we're being told. And they devised a plan to boost gold sales through a scheme that involved President Ulysses S. Grant to unwittingly avoid selling treasury gold. So I think they talked them out of selling treasury gold. Meanwhile, they bought up a bunch. President got wind of the manipulation and said, oh, hell no. So he opened up the treasury vaults to flood the market so these guys couldn't corner it. But then it resulted in a huge crash. Not only of gold, but the whole market. So farmers suffered huge losses, speculators became financially ruined, one apparently committed suicide. So that day, September 24th, 1869, was originally the first Black Friday. Then the current Black Friday got its origins, we believe, in Philly. Now, it wasn't like a bad Eagles game, but what happened is in the late 50s, there was the Army-Navy game, and it happened to fall upon the day after Thanksgiving. There was also shoppers and traffic jams and all that, so the police officers would just call this day Black Friday. And so it later started to become kind of a common thing. Well, let's call it Black Friday. But it wasn't until the 1990s when retailers actually took advantage of that and actually started to say, we're going to have Black Friday specials. Yeah, when I was growing up, I didn't really remember the day after Thanksgiving being known as Black Friday. I remember Black Monday in the 80s when the stock market crashed. But I don't remember that. So it really wasn't until the 90s when people were like, oh, Black Friday, Black Friday. Now, another thing about Black Friday is it implies profits. So Black Friday, for some, it isn't about the shopping. For the retailers, they call it Black Friday because they hope that's what gets them into the black from, you know, a year's worth of, like, you know, COVID and being in the red. So Black Friday implies profits, making a profit. And so retailers hope that this will keep them in the black. Now, interestingly, you would think Thanksgiving Day was always Thanksgiving. Since Plymouth Rock, since the Pilgrims, that Thanksgiving Day was always Thanksgiving. It actually wasn't. So this is interesting. President Lincoln proclaimed the last Thursday in November to be the official Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. But in November 1939, Thanksgiving fell on November 30th. Well, November 30th left only 25 shopping days till Christmas. Now, this was coming off the Great Depression. So retailers needed to take advantage of any extra shopping days they had. So the National Retail Dry Goods Association asked if Thanksgiving could be moved back a week. Now, this was denied back in 1933. But FDR, I guess, was convinced to change it in 1939 to the third Thursday of November. So I know that kind of sounds confusing. So remember, President Lincoln was the last Thursday of the month. So that could fall on November 30th. Come Depression time, you were losing money. And they were like, can't we just have one more extra week of shopping? So nobody would listen until finally FDR in 1939 moved it to the third Thursday of the month, which is why we have Thanksgiving as we do. And this year we have Thanksgiving on the 25th. So FDR and Congress has now made legislation. Now, everybody says, well, Black Friday is the busiest shopping day of the year. They like to play trivia. They go, Black Friday is not. Not always. Black Friday is busy, but it's not necessarily the busiest shopping day of the year. They say many years they found that it was the day before Christmas, so the 24th for last-minute shopping. And that I could believe. I've done more shopping for Christmas on the 24th than I have on Black Friday. All right. Do all prices drop for Black Friday? Absolutely not. I told you guys what happened to me. I wanted to buy my kid a Spider-Man bike when he was younger, and I go in the 24th. And the guy working there says, what are you doing here? It's going to get cheaper on Black Friday. I go, I don't know. I'm just thinking it'll be gone. I'd rather buy it now. He's like, look, it'll be cheaper. Trust me. Come at 6 a.m. on Black Friday. I'll get the bike down for you because it was up high because I couldn't get it myself. And he's like, I'll get it for you and it'll be cheaper. So I come back that Friday. I was there at 5:45, there when they opened at 6, got there. That bike was gone and all the bikes were $20 higher. And it was one of those bikes where I couldn't get it down myself because you had to call somebody to help me. So basically, I think this guy wanted the bike for himself, for his kid. And I was pretty ticked off. So I do most of my shopping before Black Friday. So how Black Friday works is you got a captive audience. Everybody thinks there's going to be Black Friday sales. So what you have is you have the superficial, like, coating. You have the frosting, right? That's the specials. It's like, oh, there's specials. But once you go deeper to the cake, it's going to be the same prices, if not more. So they catch you to come into the store. Sometimes there's door busters, things like that. And those could be great sales. But then if I were you, you know, really know the price of what you're buying. The problem is you can't go back. So if you were waiting to buy something like me, this bike for my kid, and now it's higher price, I can't wait till after January, which is why, you know, really, really know your prices, really see the trends. But retailers are in trouble. They need money. They've had to pay extra for everybody to, you know, for, you know, higher minimum wage and labor shortage and, you know, try to get people to come back to work and kind of compete with those extra unemployment benefits. And so I think they're going to want to make the money they can. Not to mention, we have the labor shortage and we have supply chain issues. So I'm expecting prices to go up. Black Friday, beginning on Thursday, was started during the Great Recession. So Black Friday used to be on a Friday, but then during the Great Recession, stores are like, I need money. So many stores start to open up on Thanksgiving night, and Black Friday would start on Thanksgiving night. That happened in our generation here, 2011, with Macy's, Target, etc. Black Friday is the deadliest shopping days of the year. In 2017, 412 shoppers died due to stampedes or shootings, and 12% of Black Friday shoppers might actually be drunk. So those are some interesting trivia on Black Friday. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm just barely working on my book and my memoirs. I know some of you have asked, why don't I write a book? You know, with the fires and the rape and all that other stuff that, you know, kind. I don't know. I'm not a good writer. I'm just not very good at it. And I am amazed at how people can take what they went through or what their family went through and use it as teaching moments. And I just still need to perfect that before I could get my book done. But joining us today is somebody who did perfect that. And joining us next is author Nadia Davis with her book, Home is Within You. This is a fantastic memoir, and man, she knows how to write. Nadia, thank you so much for joining us.
Wow. Thank you so much for your words, and thank you for all the amazing work you do to help other people, and I'll write your book for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. It's crazy. I mean, you're gonna be like, okay, you know what? I don't even know how she made it out alive with all this. But talk to us about, first, by the way, gorgeous cover. Oh, my God. I love the artwork. You know, talk to us about your story.
Okay, so my story includes, you know, we're all born as souls that enter this physical body, and we learn our frame of mind and, you know, reference to everything outside us early. And my childhood includes, as many peoples do, everyone has some form of trauma, from molestation to racial bullying. And experiencing that, I had adult trauma, some that was not in my control, like a near-death car accident that started lifelong chronic pain. But, you know, and assault and addiction and mental health issues that because the trauma was unprocessed early on, it led me to re-traumatize myself. And I am an attorney. I dedicated my life to helping other people, worked hard to do that, and also, you know, did a lot of nonprofit work for victims of interpersonal violence, you know, won state, national awards, and a lot, all of it came crashing down because I did not know how to walk through pain. Mm-hmm. And I understood that I was a body and thoughts, and I did not understand that there is a home within us that can connect to our soul and who we really are. And the road to recovery, you know, it started, and it included mental health, chronic pain management, and addiction recovery, and then ultimately, you know, the spiritual path.
See, and I love how you brought up the reliving the trauma, because I've had people that have been rape victims, assault victims, and, you know, they would come in as patients going, look, I know it's been 15 years, it's been 20 years, I can't get over it. And I go, what if you teach others? What if you help those who are younger or also vulnerable? And all of a sudden, I notice that it allows them, even though, yeah, they might have to relive it, in a way, it gives them hope and it gives it a purpose. And so I think we're so afraid when bad things happen to us that we have to kind of hunker down and you know, bunker down and hide from it. Whereas sometimes if we go, okay, you know what, I'm going to use it as teaching. This happened to me because I need to teach others. Sometimes that's therapeutic.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, hashtag true shame and hashtag home is within you are with everything I'm doing, because it's shame-based, what you're saying. It's shame-based, and the thoughts that enter our head, you know, are there something wrong with me? I'm damaged goods. Oh, people will judge me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when we tell our stories, when we tell our stories, people can relate to it, and they are allowed to be vulnerable. The system doesn't allow safe spaces to be vulnerable. So when we do it with each other, we can speak words, and then once they're spoken, we're starting to observe ourselves, and we realize it is a story, and is our mind, you know, repeating the story in our head, which causes like the re-traumatization. And once like we become, you know, an observer of that as we're sharing our story, only then can real healing happen, and we can try to work on separating ourselves from those thoughts. Often it requires serious, which I had to do. Yet ultimately, by sharing and by learning how the original trauma created our relationship with the world can get us to some peace inside.
So one fear I had is, you know, I wanted to have kids. I had kids, thank God, two boys. And I was so worried that they would be under a cloud of issues that happened in my past or the family's past. And they actually turned out great. They turned out great. I was able to separate it. You have three boys. How did that, did you have similar challenges on, you know, how to not, you know, have them under that cloud of the previous trauma you went through?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when I was asked to write, you know, I said, first I said, I don't want it to be about me. And it includes my father's story, my mother's, and a kid that I represented and was freed. It includes other people's stories. My brother struggled with mental health. Yet the person said, well, it kind of has to be about you. And I said, okay, but the only way that I can write is if it is in frame of mind to my son because of what you're saying. Like, mm-hmm. There needed to be a bigger reason behind it, and there was that yearning to get deep down into the truth of my actions and other things that happened. So my oldest son in particular went through a lot, and the younger ones, there's, you know, a handful of things that they have gone through. And so every chapter of my book starts with Dear Son. Dear son, you know, when I visited the angels, you were there. Dear son, you are not a body nor the thoughts your mind makes. Dear son, you are not mere DNA, and et cetera. And, you know, it had to be written in that way. The work that I did later, much later, was in understanding how my own trauma was being triggered when they were having some behavioral issues. And also how the aura I was giving off was negatively affecting my presence in, you know, in my space and autonomy as a parent to them. And I can get into more detail if you'd like with those two things.
Mm-hmm. So Home is Within You. Where can people get the book?
The book is available on Amazon for pre-order, and at Barnes & Noble for pre-order, and on a variety of other independent, hosting bookseller sites. My website is www.nadia-davis.com, and it has links to pre-orders. Anybody can contact me and get a signed copy within the week. Also, I'm not sure how to, you can contact me through the website. Can I get my phone number out?
Yeah.
You can text me or call 949-922-1003. And I'm really looking forward to anybody that's out there reading this and who needs, you know, to get past their own trauma and their own shame and, you know, become a more aware parent as well as be, you know, loving to yourself.
And, you know, Nadia, bless you for what you're doing because, you know, on social media, everybody just wants to show everybody the angle that is scripted and that is polished. And we all come from dysfunctional families. We all have issues
yes.
that we had to overcome. So being open about your story took a lot of guts. And I really appreciate you doing that. Home is Within You. Everybody check it out on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And Nadia will include a link. All right. Good luck, and I can't wait to have you back.
Thank you. Yes. Look forward to it.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.